Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh man, they're freaking out over at MSNBC. They don't know how to handle the news that the government will be open again soon. I don't know. What are you going to say if you're a Democrat?
I have a lot more questions than answers. I don't know why Senate Democrats
are going along with this
so hard for a date promised in the future, and they're looks like they're settling for something that is 6 weeks down the line. Like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
I would say it doesn't feel like a gentleman's agreement. It feels like Lucy and the football.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah, I see that.
It's like, oh yeah, yeah, we promised this vote.
Right.
Whoops, you know, the vote's gone.
It's hilarious. Let me count the number of things that the Democrats actually got in the negotiation to open the government back up. Let me think here. It was, oh yeah, nothing. They got nothing. And we knew they'd get nothing. They completely caved. Why did they cave? Well, here's a couple of them trying to make sense of it.
Let me just say this. With the government open, we can focus on passing a full bipartisan budget for 2026.
I understand that not all of my Democratic colleagues are satisfied with this agreement. But waiting another week or another month wouldn't deliver a better outcome.
It was our judgment, after 6 weeks, going on 7 weeks of this shutdown, that path wasn't working.
You think? You should have known that after day two, that the path wasn't working, but they didn't. Josh Hammer is back with us this afternoon, Newsweek senior editor at large. Of course, you hear the Josh Hammer Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Josh, good afternoon. How are you? I mean, did the Democrats get anything here? There was nothing they got in return, just a promise that was made weeks ago to still talk about the, you know, the Obamacare subsidies.
You know, Mark, if by some chance the listeners don't listen to the Josh Hammer Show every Saturday right here on 97.1 FM Talk, you would have known this outcome was going to happen for weeks and weeks now if you just listened to the Josh Hammer Show. I've been saying this for essentially the entirety of the government shutdown because it was just haltingly obvious. I mean, the Democrats could barely communicate their message. It was never exactly clear exactly what they were purporting to fight for. They profess to care mostly about expiring Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare subsidies, but their messaging was deeply mixed at best. And their coalition has been fracturing for weeks now. You had John Fetterman and various other more moderate, centrist-leaning members of the Senate Democratic Caucus who were peeling away. You had the president of the largest public sector employee union who about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago said, enough already, just end this thing. We have all these government workers, bureaucrats who are getting furloughed, not getting paychecks. So especially when you combine with the fact that they don't control anything, they're in the minority in both houses of Congress, and of course they don't control the White House either, it was just so easy to tell this is going to end with them getting absolutely nothing, and the only relevant question was how they could best save face. And the latest headlines I'm seeing here just over the past 30, 40 minutes or so is that, oh, the knives are out again for Chuck Schumer, the knives are out again for Hakeem Jeffries, whatever. And to me, Mark, it's like, what did you expect? I mean, like, what tea leaves were you reading that I was not reading? In what world do you think this would end up working?
Well, that's exactly right. That's I mean, we've all been talking about this. I never saw any leverage. Well, then last week happens, and you and I have not spoken since Tuesday. And clearly, it was not a great night for Republicans in deep blue states. Okay, so were the margins a little higher than maybe some of us expected? Yes, but we know that people come out in these elections in different ways than they do in presidential elections. But they, for a couple of days, seemingly thought that that was their big advantage heading into the weekend. And I was a little surprised by some of the names, like across the river here. Even Dick Durbin was someone who crossed over. That name I did not expect.
I didn't expect that either. I'm a former Chicagoan, Mark. I lived in Illinois for a few years. I'm very familiar with Dick Durbin and his deeds, shall we say. But Dick Durbin has announced that he's retiring. He's announced that he is not standing for re-election when his term is up. So he presumably feels a little more liberated to do what I guess he thinks is the right thing. I mean, it's a bizarre thing to give credit to Dick Durbin, but I guess give a modicum of credit where that modicum of credit is due. I didn't see it happening, but to me, that's a pure function of him retiring from Congress after his next term, I would think.
Okay, Josh, can I take you down and can you explain? I haven't spent a ton of time on this here in the last couple of weeks, and I know that you get kind of tossed in the middle of this, and every time we post one of our interviews, people go nuts on you on the X. But can you, in simplified fashion, explain the whole Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes mess and explain to me why some people or more people are not distancing themselves from all of that nonsense, because this has gotten a little crazy.
Well, I mean, I'll try to do the best I can. This is a complicated tale.
I know it is.
A complicated caper, if you will. Look, many of us have been sounding the alarm on Tucker Carlson for some time now. And I say that with great dismay. Like virtually every other conservative, I was a mega fan of Tucker's. His Fox News monologues during COVID in particular were must-see television. And I defended him even longer, frankly, than some others did. But his pattern over the past, call it year and a half, it is unmistakable and is not just heading in a profoundly anti-Semitic direction, but he's really heading in a profoundly anti-American, anti-Western civilization direction. When you're doing puff interviews of people like Vladimir Putin, the president of Iran, and the emir of Qatar, and you're being deeply hostile to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, I think it's extremely fair game to ask, whose side are you on? Are you actually on the side of team civilization, or are you on the side of team barbarism? And this has all been compounded by Tucker's decision to bring on Nick Fuentes, a young neo-Nazi who I've had blocked from social media for a decade. And I say neo-Nazi deliberately because he literally has tweeted that that Hitler was really effing cool. He said, "I'm part of Team Hitler." He says he's questioned the Holocaust. He's not an anti-Semite, to be clear. He's a horrific racist. He's called J.D. Vance a fat race traitor for having the audacity to marry a wonderful Indian woman, his wife Usha. He's just a horrible, horrible, horrible human being. And Tucker brings him on essentially for an act of sanitizing and ideological laundering. They're smiling. They're apologizing for questioning each other's motives. It's basically a big two-hour love fest. There's not a single difficult question asked there. Even when Fuentes says he's a big fan of Joseph Stalin, Tucker doesn't even push back on that. So, I mean, I think this has reached something of a five-alarm fire where a lot of folks are asking, are there any guardrails left? I mean, is the broader right of center just a free-for-all? I mean, what does it even mean to be on the right of center?
Well, no, this is where this gets. So I want to play this, and I'm sure you've heard. This is Ted Cruz.
In the last 6 months, I have seen more anti-Semitism on the right than at any time in my lifetime. It is rising on the right, and it is dangerous. And if we look away, if we refuse to denounce it, if we are scared of it, it could destroy the Republican Party just like it has destroyed the Democrat Party. I think we have an obligation to stand up, to speak out. Many elected Republicans are terrified to say anything. And I think this is a moment where everyone decides, where do you stand? Are you willing to stand up and speak the truth? And it is going to matter in the coming years, whether our party and even more fundamentally, our country survives.
Look, I'm on Team Ted Cruz on this one 100%, Josh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, I certainly am too, Mark. I actually watched that whole speech yesterday. Senator Cruz did a terrific job. We need some more people to start speaking up and calling this out. There were videos I saw a week or so ago of both Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Thune just utterly condemning Fuentes and all that he represents and saying this is not conservative. But unfortunately, the leading purveyor of these toxic ideologies at this point is the man that I have now called the most dangerous man in America. And again, it brings me no pleasure to say it, but I genuinely do believe that Tucker Carlson is the single most dangerous person in America, not merely for the Jews, but because he's actively rooting for our civilizational enemies. And because, Mark, if I can even take it one step further, my actual read on Tucker and his allies, the Candace Owens of the world, what I actually think they're trying to do here, I genuinely think they're trying to destroy the modern right-of-center coalition as it stands. They don't like it. They want to burn it down. After all, as Tucker told Nick Fuentes, there's no one in the world he hates more than Christian Zionists, otherwise known as a plurality, if not a majority, of the Republican voting base. So I think he's actually trying to end the current MAGA Republican Party conservative movement coalition, whatever you want to call it, and to construct something quite a bit more dystopian in its place. And that should give us all profound.
I agree. Now, that's for me, that's the I don't go into Tucker. That's why I haven't talked it very much, because I think what he's doing right now is revolting and I don't understand. And like you, I shared, you know, certainly for a while as a fan, I liked a lot of his monologues. I thought that they were different. But the rabbit hole that he's going down with Fuentes, and I just think it needs to be as much distancing as possible. I don't get it. I really don't get it at all. So I don't like anyone in this administration playing footsie with someone like that. And unfortunately, that's happening. And then I wonder the influence that it has on, you know, on young people in particular, Josh.
Look, I think there are very legitimate questions asked right now about Vice President Vance. Another topic that brings me no joy whatsoever to talk about. I've known JD personally for a number of years now. I was a very early booster of his vice presidential prospects, but he has been friends with Tucker for a long time. When the vice president guest hosted the Charlie Kirk show very shortly after Charlie's horrific assassination, the only non-Trump administration guest that he brought on was Tucker. And we all know that Tucker's son works in the vice president's office, along with a number of other very good folk, many of whom I know personally, but that is troubling in and of itself. And that's something that many of us are watching very closely, because that is something that I think many of us are increasingly very uncomfortable with, because Tucker at this point, Mark, is a total, total cancer on the American right, and I would like to see him as ostracized as possible.
Look, I'm with you 100%. Josh Hammer, you hear his show every Saturday, 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Thank you, Josh. Have a great week.
You too, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.